The Book of Proverbs, Chapter 11. A false balance is disgusting to Yahweh, but a just weight is his delight. When pride comes, then comes shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perverseness of betrayers will destroy them. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the perfect will direct his way, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright will deliver them, but betrayers will be taken in their own iniquity. When a wicked man dies, his expectation will perish, and the hope of iniquity perishes. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked comes in his stead. With his mouth the godless man destroys his fellow man, but through knowledge the righteous will be delivered. When it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices, and when the wicked perish there is shouting. By the blessing of the upright the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. He who despises his fellow man is void of wisdom, but a man of understanding holds his peace. He who goes about as double-tongued reveals secrets, but he who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter. Where there is no wise guidance, a people falls, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. He who is surety for a stranger will smart for it, but he who hates suretyship is secure. A gracious woman obtains honor, and violent men obtain riches. The merciful man does good to his own soul, but he who is cruel troubles his own flesh. The wicked earns deceitful wages, but he who sows righteousness has a sure reward. He who is steadfast in righteousness to life, and he who pursues evil to his death. Those who are perverse in heart are disgusting to Yahweh, but such as are perfect in their way are his delight. Though hand join in hand, the evil man will not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous will be delivered. As a ring of gold in a swine's snout, so is a beautiful woman who is without discretion. The desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. There is one who scatters and increases yet more, and there is one who withholds more than is meet but tends only to want. The liberal soul will be made fat, and he who waters will be watered also himself. He who withholds grain, the people will curse him, but blessing will be on the head of him who sells it. He who diligently seeks good seeks favor, but he who searches after evil, it will come to him. He who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish as the green leaf. He who troubles his own house will inherit the wind, and the foolish will be slave to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who is wise wins souls. Look, the righteous will be recompensed in the earth. How much more the wicked and the sinner?